Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are recording on a dreary, windy Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's really windy. I went for a walk this morning and I tried to stay away. Well, you know, I kind of like danger, but I did stay away from power lines and creaking trees. And yeah, it was a little bit creepy because usually I wear headphones when I walk so I can listen to music. I decided not to today just in case a tree was like falling down behind me.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, thank you. I thought it was pretty good for me.
It is excellent.
See how safe I am?
Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
But I do appreciate your nod to safety this morning.
Yes.
Speaking of playlists, that made me think, well, I guess you said music, but it makes me think of playlists, and you have a really cool playlist that you put together for the Carrot Mobile and the delivery route.
Yeah, I have a couple of them. Kind of trying to learn Spotify. We had some requests for us to share our playlist, which that kind of surprised me that... But I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
People are interested in that. And so we're trying to learn more about Spotify. So I've been playing around with that a little bit and creating playlists. And so maybe we'll be able to share those. Right now I'm still learning, but my attention span isn't very long. But I keep going back to it and learn a little more every time.
You know, and that is the thing that we've learned in our business, and particularly operating as a small business with just the two employees, which is, oh, us.
Yeah.
Because the cats don't
They don't really do much of anything.
No.
They might occasionally, like, look at the catnip when we're stuffing toys.
They do quality control on the catnip toys.
That's it.
And they do pose for advertising.
Oh, yeah. They do that sometimes even when they don't want to.
Right. But anyway, what we've learned in running this business is that we have to be flexible. I know we've talked a little bit about that before. And when you're talking about learning Spotify, we are always trying to learn and improve things that are happening with and to our business. And we wanted to spend a little bit of time sharing what we've experienced with Facebook lately. And Facebook has been a primary source of contact and advertising for Five Feline Farm. But it's kind of not going so well lately.
It hasn't been. And they recently kind of merged or something with Instagram, which we also use. And, you know, we try to do a variety of posts. We're not trying to drive people crazy with things that we have available. But it seems that since Facebook is now called a business suite, they require or want money from us for just about every post.
Right. And that just isn't how we operate.
We can't afford to.
So as you do most of that posting and social media, okay, I said most of, all of, you do all of the social media accounts and effort, and it's been pretty frustrating to keep us out there and visible to our fans. So we're learning new ways to get our message out there.
Yeah, it the majority of our customers, I would say, do use Facebook, and that's how we have communicated. And we do pay for some of our advertising, but we can't afford to pay for every single thing that we post. And, you know, as I watch the metrics and the insights of the data from the different social media platforms that we use, which we use Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, mostly. But, you know, I see the Facebook, the people that actually view it, that can see what we post, just keeps going down and keeps going down and keeps going down. And we have customers say, well, I didn't know you had English muffins this week, or I didn't know that you were doing free shipping. And it has been frustrating. And, so we've tried to work around it. Actually, I rarely do this. If I give feedback, it's usually positive feedback for service or something that I'm happy with. But on the Facebook Business Suite, I have given some negative feedback because I feel like, especially right now with COVID and how difficult it has been for small businesses, they are putting up yet another barrier for us to reach people. And it is frustrating.
It absolutely is. So we are looking for workarounds and other ways to expand our reach. One of those is through asking you all who are listening to this podcast to please share it. Send that out to your friends. If you do see it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wait, it doesn't go to Instagram, but if you do see this post of our podcast on social media, please share it. That helps expand our reach and keep our posts visible to more people.
Right. We tried last week a new format, which we haven't done, and maybe some people may think we shouldn't have, but we did do a video, which we had no plan for.
But it was fun.
It was kind of fun, and a lot of people were reached by that, and so we may use that format once in a while because that didn't seem to get killed on most of our platforms except for the Facebook business page. Not very many people were able to view that one. But so we're trying other ways to reach people. And, you know, we pay for as much as we can, but wow, we just, you know, we're struggling right now to get the word out. And I would also encourage you to do that for other small businesses.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure that they're feeling the same kind of things that we are right now in terms of, you know, well, I post stuff, but it doesn't seem like anyone sees it.
Right. So we are also doing that with other small businesses.
Yes.
That we follow or see on social media, or sometimes in the evening when there's nothing exciting on TV, which is
almost always.
Right. We are searching out those businesses that we can think of and then sharing their posts.
Yes.
So when you don't have anything to do, you got a little free time on your hands, help out your local small businesses. Another thing you can do to stay in touch with us and that we're really focusing on is our email list, because that is something we can control. How often we send emails and whether that email gets out to the people who have said they're interested in hearing what we have to say through email. Our podcasts go out that way. Any blog posts. Right now we have the Muffin Club, the English Muffin Club we've talked about, and they get advance notice of when we're putting English muffins on the menu. And that's a way that you can stay in touch with us. So if you have not signed up for that, there'll be a link in the show notes. And if you think you signed up but you're not getting emails, check your spam folder and mark us as a trusted sender. And that'll make sure we land right squarely in your inbox.
Trust us.
Oh, mercy. We shouldn't go there.
Okay, never mind. You can trust us, at least one of us.
Well, we're only sending out stuff that is about Five Feline Farm, things that we're doing, things that we're offering. We will never, ever, ever give our email list
no.
to another business
no.
or sell it to another business or anything like that. We might recommend things to you through our email, but that's something that we would offer, and you then have the option to follow a link or not.
Right.
So we are also full on thinking about the holidays.
We are. And we have been doing some decorating.
Yay.
I think we mentioned that last week. And we decided to go ahead and turn on lights for people to see outside. because some people are just looking for something to do. And a lot of that is just to take a drive. And so hopefully we can bring some joy if people drive by the farm and see, we don't have, I mean, it's not super fancy or anything, but, you know, maybe it brings you joy. I love looking at Christmas lights.
I do too. So take a drive to the country and drive by and see the Christmas lights.
Honk if you like.
That's right. We'll wave from the recliners inside.
Right. Yeah. That's probably about the best you'll get. I don't know.
But the other part that we're gearing up for Christmas is in offering our products and availability of those. We're trying to make it as easy as possible.
And as safe as possible, of course. And we have been doing very well with the pickups on Friday. People order online what they like. They go to our online mercantile order. We put them in a box, and we have this really high-tech system where we put masking tape with their name on the box. They pick it up, and off they go. And that has worked very well. We had a lot of people that used that last week, and we also did some deliveries last week.
I really like doing the deliveries. That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. We have this playlist, and it's just fun to, it's like I said before, it's kind of Santa-like, you know, we're dropping gifts off.
One of the things that was really cool this past weekend is we had a request from someone who wanted to send a gift to a neighbor and asked us to prepare a gift bag. And we did the delivery and the drop-off. We even added a little card so they would know who it was from. And that is something that we want to open up and expand to everyone. If you have someone you want to send a gift to and you think they would enjoy some of our products, get in touch. We can do that.
Yeah, if they're local, we can deliver it. If it's not local, we're doing free shipping right now.
That's right. Just $5 minimum, which is, you know, easy peasy.
Yeah.
And we will ship in the United States. And if you're local, you can do the pickup on Fridays. You can get a Saturday delivery within 10 miles or so of the farm. But free shipping, I mean, hey.
Yeah, we're trying to make it as easy as possible. And I've been busy making beet balm, which is one of our very first products and really popular. It's just basically beeswax, sweet almond oil, vitamin E oil. And if it has like a flavor, we have one that's our original honey, has our honey in it. And we have peppermint, spearmint, and hintomint. And those are always really popular stocking stuffers. So I just made a fresh batch of all of those flavors. So those are ready to go now. And we have a lot of people that buy those for stockings in particular.
And, you know, I use it every day. We don't just make these products and then ship them off and, you know, never use them ourselves. We only use the soaps that you create, the shampoo bars you create, the beak balm, which is a lip balm, in case you're not familiar with our story about that. Hand balms, skin balms. That's what we use personally, and I think they're awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, I make most of those, so I hate to say that they're awesome because I make them, but they kind of are.
They totally are.
They're all natural. I know what's in them. We use all limited ingredients, and I feel good about offering those to people.
We'll have a link to our online store where you can order up any of those things and watch for the weekend baked good. This week it'll be English muffins. So get your order in by Thursday at noon.
Yeah, so there you have it. We have been working around the farm as always, and trying to let you know about what we can offer you to hopefully make you have a happy holiday season. We hope to hear from you.
That's right. Send us an email. We love email.
Oh, we do. Yeah. Yeah. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.